What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to a special Pogo City Radio. We're going to have the drummer of Gigi Allen and the Murder Junkie, Dino Zech, on the pod tonight. Make sure you stick around for the interview. Let's get things moving with the Murder Junkies, brutality and bloodshed for all.
Stand up! It's time to run! It's time for revenge! Opposition must die! Chaos! Violence! Revolution now! We are the real rock and roll on the ground! Shoot night! Strangle, beat, and crucify! These are the battles of the jungle that I live by! You left me up in prison on the inside! Never stand up to life, strangle, beat, and crucify! Shoot night! Strangle, beat, and crucify! I believe in life better! You left me up in prison on the inside! Never stand up to life, strangle, beat, and crucify! Stand up! It's time to rise! It's time for revenge! Opposition must die! Chaos! Violence! Revolution now! We are the real rock and roll on the ground! Stand up! It's time to rise! It's time for revenge! Opposition must die! Chaos! Violence! Revolution now! We are the real rock and roll!
Bit of Gigi Allen and the Murder Junkies on Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. Thanks for checking things out and checking out this special Pogo City Radio. We're going to have drummer of the Murder Junkies, Dino Sex, on. But before we get there, let's talk to the people we got in the studio with us today, getting things moving with the lovely Rude Girl Jessica.
What's going on, Pogo Land?
How you doing, Jessica? You getting all set for Christmas, beautiful?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm all set.
Really, because Christmas. I think I was the one doing the bulk of the Christmas wrapping today.
Oh, maybe today. What about the other day?
You were
Come
being
on
kind
now.
Kind of a Grinch.
But, I have a cold. Give me a break, all right?
Let's leave our personal lives out of this episode and say what's up to Mr. Mark Wilson.
Hello. World Poison 2017.
World Poison, what's up? Nice name drop. That gives us a chance to tell everybody, give them a quick little rehab of... Mothers Saves Christmas.
Mothers Saves Christmas.
That's the button I was looking for. There it is. Now, a great show we had last weekend with Hate Trash Disaster, which Dino from the Murder Junkies is also in Hate Trash Disaster. They were playing. We're going to see if we can get them set up tonight. I've had some technical difficulties with a Samsung product lately, and I got the Hate Trash songs on my phone, and I can't find them anywhere else, and my phone is like destroyed right now, so we'll have to see if we can get some Hate Trash on. But why don't we keep things moving right now and see if we can get Dino on the line? But let's hear a little bit of the Foreskins' Evil. All right, now we're joined by Dino Sex, legendary drummer of Gigi Allen's Murder Junkies, and of course, you know, the Murder Junkies past Gigi and his death, and also drumming for Hate Trash Disaster. So how you doing, Dino?
I'm fine.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, man. We've been trying to get you on here for a while. We actually had a big problem tonight. My cell phone, when you gave me your number, my cell phone is broken completely.
Perfect.
And
night.
We almost couldn't call you, but we got a hold of Pat and got your number. So thanks, Pat.
But, That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Dino, so why don't we start at the beginning of the Murder Junkies with you? And I guess when did you join the Murder Junkies? In like 1990 or something like that?
Yeah. All right. Was Gigi and Merle's and my and Chicken John.
Now, Chicken John was the original guitar player. He ended up quitting, and you guys got Willie Weber then, right?
Yeah, but then he quit, but he had other things to do.
Oh, Willie Weber did, or Chicken?
Then we got Weber.
Oh, then you got Weber.
On auditions.
Now,
we got Weber on an audition.
Singer is P.P.
Well, nowadays, P.P. Duvall's. Yeah. P.P. Duvall's your current singer with the Murder Junkies, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
P.P. Duvall, he's the current singer of the Murder Junkies, right?
P.P. Duvall.
P.P. Duvall. So. How's what's the stage show different now with him up in front instead of having Gigi out there?
Well, Gigi was a one-man show.
Yes, he was.
He was into the pit, and he was...
Yeah, Gigi was just, it seemed pretty wild. Now, you know, I was a little too young to actually see you guys live. I have seen the Murder Junkies live without Gigi. But, I mean, from the videos I see, I mean, just all over the place. Now, before you joined the Murder Junkies, you were never a part of a band, I would assume, that was that crazy with that much of a frontman. What was it like playing drums behind some guy who's just flinging shit everywhere?
Well... He didn't throw shit in the band.
That's all that matters, right?
He just wanted to get his shit.
Yeah, Gigi. Yeah, he seemed like he was a man on a mission, just trying to get, you know, his message across. And, you know, his whole thing, you could really see a lot of that in the Hate It documentary. Now, you were in the Hate It documentary. What was it like being in a little indie film like that?
It was fine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it seems like I remember you were talking a lot about the Luna Chicks in there. You still into the Luna Chicks?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they're my idols.
There you go. There you go. So... The new album, newest album, Killing for Christ's Sakes. Now, I really I listened to that album. I actually liked it a lot. And it seems like you guys kind of went in a different direction than what I was used to. You had some really catchy songs on there.
Definitely.
Really some sing-along type stuff. Are you happy with the finished product of Killing for Christ's Sakes?
Yes, I was. We were really happy.
Yeah, I would be. I mean, I thought that album came out great. The sound quality. Everybody's got to make sure they go and pick it up. I mean, you guys got plenty of releases since Brutality and Bloodshed for All with Gigi Allen in 1993. I mean, you got the Terror in America, the Hate It soundtrack. And then after Gigi, that's when you guys started doing Feed My Sleaze, The Right to Remain Violent.
The Sons and Daughters of the Savage Land.
And Road Killer. You were a part of all those albums now, right?
Yes.
That's awesome. So what was, would you say, your favorite time being in the band? Like, what lineup, you know, was it with Gigi or when you guys had the singer from Anti-Scene? Where did you feel, like, most comfortable with the Murder Junkies?
Well, I was into Gigi, so I was comfortable with him. But our current lineup is the greatest. And Gigi would be proud because Pepe Duvet and Francis and Merle and me.
Keeping that torch burning.
We keep Gigi in spirit.
Definitely, and definitely.
You guys are going to do a six-week tour this year, I believe, this coming year?
Yes.
Now, what is that, mostly on the West Coast? Because Merle's living out in California now, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so are you guys going to be doing both the East and West Coast or staying out West?
I'm not sure. You would have to speak to Merle.
Yeah, actually, we are trying to set that up. Merle's supposed to be on here soon, actually.
So, Dino, I'm curious. I'm a drummer too, and I just wanted to know, like, what got you into drumming? Like, how did you become a drummer?
Well, I always loved music, and I said I should take up an instrument, and I asked people what should I play? And they said the drums are the hardest, so you should take up the drums.
Well,
the
you
drums
took
are the best.
Huh?
Drums are the best.
Well, I was thinking of taking up piano or guitar.
How long have you been How long have you been playing drums?
Since my whole life. I started about 5 years old.
Wow, 5 years old. You're a little Ricky Ricardo down
there,
huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it shows.
I started taking lessons in third grade.
Oh, wow.
Starting them off young
and
now.
I took all through grade school and high school. And then about 10 years, I wasn't studying. And then I went to Joe Casadas. A friend of mine took me to see Joe Casadas. His name was Neil Longo, and he was taking lessons. And when I heard Joseph play, I said, sign me up.
Absolutely.
He's the one that taught me all the jazz
awesome
stuff that I do.
Yeah, I noticed especially when you guys, now I've seen you quite a few times. Let's move on a little bit here and talk a little bit about a project you're a part of, Hate Trash Disaster. And you guys have
awesome.
Been kind enough to play for Pogo City twice already, once at Mother's in Easton just this past weekend with my band World Poison and Val. And you guys also played for us out in Bethlehem and your 16-year anniversary show with Hate to Say It. Coming
Very
up
exciting.
Next weekend.
Very exciting.
Out in Bangor. So why don't we talk a little bit? You know, I really like at the end of the show, you really get your moment to shine there right as the guitars are ringing out. You go into a nice little 15-minute solo, you seem like you're doing, just in your old
rocking
world,
out.
Rocking out on the drums. But now you've been in Hate Trash for, what, 16 years now? You're the original drummer, correct?
Yes, sir.
So how's that been, being in Hate Trash, different from being in the Murder Junkies?
Well, Patrick's a different singer. It's Patrick,
good guy.
Mine and Patrick's band, and the guitarist and the bass player, we've been burying them, but these guys, we have a current lineup that we're pleased with, and I think we're gonna stick together.
Definitely.
Yeah, with so you got Andrew Warhammer on guitar, and I think you got Dick on the other guitar. You got Pat singing. You're on the drums, and I forget your bass player's name. He's a nice guy, though.
He's Cole.
Cole on the bass. Now I love it. I mean, when you guys come out to a Pogo City show and see Hate Trash, you're going to hear a lot of original, great music, like American Scumbag. But you're also going to hear an arsenal of some GG covers. And, I mean, you guys did a lot of them.
It's
we
awesome.
Let them go on for, I told Pat you guys could play however long you wanted. We had two bands drop off the bill. So you guys were going through this whole GG Allin. You know, I mean, you guys played Bite It, Brutality and Bloodshed. I think you played Scumfuck Tradition.
Yeah, you were
knocking them all out. It must be really nice for you to get to still rock out some of those older Murder Junkies and Scumfuck tunes, huh?
Yes, Patrick's really into GG, so he thinks that GG's the his idol.
I think a lot of people in the punk scene think Gigi's their idol. But yeah, it's always a great time. We love having you guys at all the Pogo City shows. I mean, you guys bring a nice little crowd with you. I'm really disappointed we're not going to be able to go to your 16-year anniversary. We're playing a show up in Philly the same day at Level One. But what's actually funny, Gabe is going to be playing at our show in Philly. And now Gabe Zander, he's one of your original guitar players, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's also going to then be leaving Philly, heading down to Bangor, and reuniting with you guys. So he's going to play the Hate Trash show and the Level One World Poison Old Hand Boy show in Philly.
Yep.
So Gabe being a busy man, I really wish I could see this anniversary show, though.
Me too.
Well, Gabe was our bass player.
Oh, he played bass.
At first. Yeah, then he retired. He wanted to do his own thing.
Yeah, he was in the Oi Scouts for a while.
And now he does the whole outlaw country.
Yes.
Oi Scouts actually doing a little reunion thing through California. I was yelling at him. I'm like, dude.
Pretty awesome.
I'm like, Oi Scouts, that's a Jersey thing. When are you going to get me some Jersey shows? He said, just wait. Just wait. So we'll have to be on the lookout. There's definitely a West Coast Oi Scouts reunion going on. But we need one back east. And I'd really love to see Gabe play with Hate Trash. And we can't wait to get you guys back on. And hopefully, I mean, when you get back together with Merle and do your little 6 weeks you guys got going in 2017, we'd love to have you back in the Lehigh Valley.
Definitely.
Well, Merle, I think is going to go to Europe and South America. I think that's what the tour is.
Oh, so you guys are skipping out. We'll have to talk to Merle. Maybe we could talk him in to one East Coast event.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you guys play all over the world. You guys have played in Germany, all over Europe, right? What was the most place you were really like, wow, we're playing, what, any place specifically in Europe or anything like that you were really excited to play?
We were in Australia. That was...
Oh, wow. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, going down under.
We were jet setters because they had a 40-mile-an-hour speed limit to reduce accidents, so they flew us off to every show.
Oh, wow, like rock stars.
So we were jet setters on...
That's pretty awesome.
On the Australian tour, we were jet setters.
That is awesome. Like you're a Motley Crue or something like that. Rolling out the red carpet for Merle and Dino.
Yeah.
That's right. But Dino, man, we always love having you around, having the whole band Hate Trash. We're so thankful you came on the show. We're even more thankful for all the great records you've been putting out over the past, Jesus, I don't know, 25, 30 years you've been in the industry.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dino. Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, Dino, we really appreciate it. And keep rocking out on them skins.
Oh, yeah.
And you, the Murder Junkies and Hate Trash, always welcome at any Pogo City gig. All right, that's going to wrap it up. You got anything you want to say before we get out of here, Dino?
Yeah, I'm in Pee-Pee's band, which is called They Hate Us.
Oh, really? I don't think I ever caught They Hate Us.
No.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
He has his own band as well as the Murder Junkies. So
we'll have to check that out. Definitely.
Yeah, I'll have to get something. I don't know if you. I'm gonna go on a limb here and guess that you don't know how to send me a link to the music, correct?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh no, I was just making a joke. We're gonna have to get some of those tracks with They Hate Us. We're gonna have to get some of those tracks so we can play them on Pogo City Radio. We're gonna be playing the Murder Junkies tonight, both with and without Gigi, and also Hate Trash. Got to get some American Scumbag. But Dino, it's been a blast having you on. Thanks so much. Now let's get back to the movie with some newer Murder Junkies.
Background is a pack of dicks. The black we're smashing fans tonight. So you dumb drunk fuck with a look in his eye. Take a shot and I'll take mine. I've seen that look 100 times. But your blood is my eye. Come see my violent side. Violent side, but your blood keeps
my fucking switch, and we'll see what comes your way. But you're mine. Your blood's gonna be mine.
Big thanks to Dino Sex for coming on and doing the interview with us. Make sure to check out 16 Gears of Hate Trash this December 30th. Now, that is next Friday, actually. But also, let's make sure you guys check out that Level 1 show me and Mark are going to be playing out in Philly with the Old Hand Boys, Gabe Zander, Outlaw Country, and yeah, Who's Asking? I haven't had a chance to check out Yeah, Who's Asking, but I'm pretty interested. I find the name intriguing. Yeah. But
yeah, I'm
Mark,
looking forward to that.
What you got queued up for us next, Mark?
Roy from there was a band that existed about 20 years ago called Vile Horrendous from the Lehigh Valley, and Roy, I talked to him recently on Facebook and he sent me a vinyl and we're gonna play that. There's a problem. I don't know what year it's from, but like I said, it was like 20 years ago. In the Lehigh Valley. I think it was like around 94-ish.
Now, mind you, this is actual vinyl, so the sound quality might be down a little bit. We've never actually played from a turntable on the show before, but we're going to see if we can get some bugs worked out and see if we can get it. Now, the record, you know, it's unlabeled. So
yeah, there's nothing written on the vinyl.
The name of the album, what's the name of the album?
The name of the album is A Finely Tuned Brainwashing Machine.
All right, and this will be either the first or third song on the 4-track album. So, Mark, why don't you get that Vile Horrendous
All right, here you
thrown
go.
On for us.
Vile Horrendous, Lehigh Valley punk rock right here.
Dedicate this one to all the locals. Where you at, LVPR?
Boy, boy.
LVHC.
Boy, boy.
Idealism, we seek to live free, not to rob each other blind. Yeah.
Now, that was the Vile side from Vile Horrendous' album. What's the name of the album, Mark?
Name of the album is A Finely Tuned Brainwashing Machine.
So that's the A side, and that was both tracks. What are they titled?
No Such Thing and Enemy of Freedom.
Yeah, so make sure, you know, now this is an older band from the Lehigh Valley, but see if you can find some stuff maybe on Facebook. They definitely seem like they're worth checking out. All right, let's keep things moving, taking it back. 40 Ounce Casualty,
Punk Rock Love.
Mushroom Cloud Land, motherfucker, motherfucker.
Pogo City Radio. Make sure you guys check out PogoCityRadio.com. Got a new post, review of Mother's Saves Christmas. Make sure you guys check it out only at
PogoCityRadio.com.
This is The Cuffs with Enemy. Crossing over the bridge, going through the tunnel, landing in Jersey. The Cuffs on Pogo City Radio.
Authentic in your face punk rock.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jessica.
Some defiance.
No future, no hope. It's one of my all-time favorite songs right here. We'll be right back. All right, now we're going to get into a band that we got in contact with over Facebook, and that's the Fatalities. Now, we're going to see if we can get their track. They have an EP coming out. It's not out yet. They're recording it. They got a song out called Super Steve. So let's check that out right here. This is the Fatalities on Pogo City Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The shit's got me moving. So what are you guys thinking about the fatality? All right, now that was the fatalities. Now I'm up at their Facebook page, and they're not really all that detailed. I can't tell you where they're from because it doesn't say. But they reached out to us because they went to PogoCityRadio.com, got a hold of us. We got some of their stuff off Facebook. They sent us, and you guys can do the same thing if you guys go to PogoCityRadio.com or if you go to Facebook.com/PogoCityRadio or email staff@PogoCityRadio.com. Yeah, really got the rights down on the name. Shit's everywhere. Everywhere. So you guys, once again, a lot of people, they don't understand. I'm hearing some of the locals, they'll be looking for the show and they don't know how to find it. Just click the link that I post on Facebook every 3 seconds.
Right.
Click that link and hit the play button and you'll be listening to us. You can find all our stuff, Google Play Music, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, over at the site PogoCityRadio.com. And, you know, try and hook up with us and maybe we can get you guys on a show or your track played.
This is Oi Toi, the Debotchkas, Pogo City Radio.
All right, the Dvotchkas on Pogo City Radio. Now, we had Stephanie Dvotchka on an earlier episode. Nice little, I think she went on for about 10 minutes talking about the early days of the Dvotchkas and the reunion thing they got going on in Europe, actually. So go back into the archives and look for Pogo City Ladies Night, and that'll be a whole interview with Stephanie. And we played not mostly chick bands per se, a decent amount of girl bands, but we just played songs also having to do with women. So go back and check that out. And why don't we get a little of the cramps on here with Let's Get Fucked Up.
Hey baby, let's get fucked up. Let's get fucked up. Let's get fucked up. Let's do some stuff and get fucked up. Yeah, tomorrow we'll feel like we've been hit by a truck, but let's get fucked up. Tomorrow we'll feel like we was hit by a truck.
getting you fucked up on Pogo City Radio. Cramps. Pogo City Radio. Little bit of the Exploited on Pogo City Radio. Army Life, this one's for you, Waddy.
Oi, oi.
Right, the Exploited on Pogo City Radio. All right, guys. Now, we got a couple more minutes. So, is there anything special you guys want to get queued up? Let's take some, what do the co-hosts want to hear here? Jesse has been playing DJ for most of the night tonight, to be honest. I usually do it, but I just got too much goddamn things going on. This thing is evolving in such a way. We need an army of pogoers. We need an army of pogoers.
I got a good one here. I think I'm going to play some Blanks.
Oh, yeah. Always a good time for Blanks.
I'm going to play off their new album.
Getting Blasted.
Getting Blasted. Hey, you. All
remember, check out Blanks, January 21st, North New Jersey.
Oi, oi. We'll be right back.
All right, up next, we got some...
Right here, we have Chinese Rocks by Johnny Fingers and the Heartbreakers here on Mobile City Radio.
Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, Pogo
City Radio.
Pogo City motherfucking radio. That's going to wrap it up for tonight. Big thanks to the Murder Junkies. Big thanks to Dino, Hate Trash, doing the interview. Awesome. Make sure you check out the new Murder Junkies. You know, guys, check out the new Murder Junkies.
Good show.
You know, check out Hate Trash Disaster if you're in the area. January or December 30th, the night before New Year's Eve. This coming Friday, the night before New Year's Eve, 16-year anniversary show. And you also can catch us that same night, World Poison, in Philly, playing with the Old Ham Boys from Baltimore. We got Gabe Zander, Outlaw Country, and who's asking? So thanks for hanging out with us on this latest episode of Pogo City Radio.